Are you searching for personal development, motivation, self-help, success? Steve Harvey. Well, you've come to the right place. Hang on.
Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Wow, a lot going on in the world today, and unfortunately, most of it is not good. We can certainly use some positivity and personal development in times like this. And with that being said, Steve Harvey's back, an American comedian, television host, producer, radio personality, actor, author, and YouTuber, and I probably forgot something. This guy basically does it all. Steve's been on our show a lot, basically because he's got a lot of good info and advice to offer. Best part is, it's free. Do yourself a favor and subscribe to his YouTube channel. He uploads new videos on a regular basis. Now today, Steve is going to talk about haters. And surprisingly, why it's actually a good thing to have them. Listen to Steve.
There's times I felt like giving up. I mean, no matter who you are, if you have a goal in life, everybody has a turn back moment. Everybody has a crossroad. If you haven't been at it, it's coming. You can either decide to continue or to quit. To go forward or to go back. You're going to always have that decision. But what I did was I made all of my dreams bigger than my fears. So when I felt like quitting, the results would have been devastating to the goal I was trying to attain. See, I was so sick of being poor. My motivation was I was just exhausted from poverty. I couldn't do this shit no more. I was sick of living in my car. I've been living in my car for 3 years. I was sick of not having money. I was sick of not having a bathroom, a front door. And so for me to quit, and see, that's what people do. People quit when it's at their hardest moment. But if it's at your hardest moment, why would you quit? Somebody sent me a plaque one time that said, if you're going through hell, why stop there? I mean, think about it. If you're going through hell, why stop there? You in hell. Move, keep going. And I just could not see myself not being successful. And so since I was already at my lowest point, how much lower can I go? I figured if I quit, I go lower than that. And I didn't need that. So I just, you know, but my faith, my mother being a Sunday school teacher, teaching me about prayer and God, that was really helpful to me, you know. So I just, I wanted it. You know, can I tell you something? If you really want to be successful, you got to have a lot of dog in you. You got to be mean sometimes because life ain't fair. Life is hard, man. It is not fair. Like you have happened to you that just, you go, man, why this happened? Because life ain't fair. But life ain't fair to nobody. You just got to fight through, man. You got to bite back sometimes. It's like haters. When you get haters, you know, people's opinion of you is none of your business. I have lots of haters. They on the internet all the time. But who are they though? They don't even know me. People who are haters on the internet, I call them thumb gangsters. They just typing shit. They little punk got a private page. They saying shit about, they don't even know me. So I don't give them no energy. I give haters no energy. Steve ain't this. He think he this. You don't even know me. So I just keep going through. But then I tell you something too. Haters motivate me. Because when they talking about me, that means I'm doing something. If you have no haters, if you don't have any haters, you need to get some. You need to get some haters. Because if you have no haters, you ain't doing nothing, man. So So one last piece to that. If you give up, you know exactly what's going to happen. Nothing. But if you can just manage to wake up tomorrow and just see what tomorrow brings. If it don't bring what you want tomorrow, if you can wake up one more day and see what tomorrow brings. Because here's the one thing about it. The reason God wakes you up in the morning is because he still has something for you. If God was through with you, you wouldn't wake up no more. So as long as you keep waking up, it's because God has something for you. So as long as I wake up, I just look for it. I say, okay, God, what is it today? It might be a challenge. It might be a test. Or it might be the win. But either way, I'm going to wake up tomorrow. And if I wake up tomorrow, that's a good sign that he ain't through with me yet. So I just keep waking up and keep going, man. Never, ever give up.
That's awesome. Now, for more from Steve Harvey, simply search YouTube and be sure to go to his website, steveharvey.com. Steve's book, Act Like a Success, Think Like a Success, is available at his website and or amazon.com. And I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today we've been hanging out with Steve Harvey. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bolling. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgebolick.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bolick. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.